Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Denia Rositsky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunwa Meditation Center Hamok Yunwa Dharma Sa of the Yunwa Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Tikvang Nepopsenam about social Buddhism and about many religions and different denominations. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jikwang de Popsunim, 9155, July 3rd, 2017, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. There are many religions in this world, and each one of them has different denominations. Similarly, Buddhism also has a large number of varied denominations, such as Theravada Buddhism, Mahayana Buddhism, Zen Buddhism, Social Buddhism, and many others. In this modern century, we need the teaching of Buddha and Buddhism, but especially Social Buddhism, which aims for all people to do well and accomplish whatever they aspire. That is why people believe in some religion to fulfill their aspirations and also to escape from suffering. Following social Buddhism means to learn the teaching of Sukhamuni Buddha and to practice, and according to such practice, realize and live a wise life every day. As a result, then suffering disappears because speech and actions are correct. We become respected by all who encounter us and make ourselves into practitioners who are highly regarded by others. When we think of ourselves as precious, then we know how precious others are too. So, we will not harm, hurt, or have revengeful feelings or get upset because others did not listen to our conditions. Rather, we care for ourselves and also take care of others, just as we would of ourselves. So we want to help as well as truly benefit them. When others are happy, that joy is regarded as our own happiness too. That is the true meaning of being happy. Also, social Buddhism does not have the separation of you and I, but believes rather that we can have most harmonious lives together. That is why every day we can enjoy an appreciative and peaceful life. Every day we need to take the teaching of the Buddha as a great guiding light and practice accordingly so that we can become a Buddha and Bodhisattva. Especially this modern society in the 21st century really needs social Buddhism. Buddhism is not a mere blind belief, but much more than that. Initially, Buddhism always introduces us to the basic teaching and shows us how to learn the Dharma to gain a deeper understanding of the truth. In other words, it means that when we comprehend, the mind appears automatically to want to believe with firm conviction. That is why the more we learn the teaching of Buddha, the more we can understand ourselves with no doubts whatsoever. This is just like giving a vitamin to each precious individual in order to make the mind and body healthy. In turn, the actions are wise like a Buddha and Bodhisattva. That is why in this century right now, we need social Buddhism so that we can live life correctly every day. Thank you very much, Jikwang de Popsenam. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Dikwang Nepopsenam. I wish you a happy, joyous, nice, relaxed week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.